This is a special edition of the Caffeination Podcast. There's not going to be any tech or coffee news or anything else like that. This is going to be a Halloween edition, we're just going to say. It's one of my absolute favorite poems of all time, and this is in memoriam for my departed Scoutmaster, Mr. Chuck Ben Shetler. He's the first person I ever heard talk about this poem before, and it's just a completely beautiful poem, and at the same point in time, the man used to talk about it and tell it from memory. I almost have 90% of it done to memory, and at one point in time, I did have the entire thing done to memory, but he used to tell it at campfires when we were camping, and it was just this beautiful, grotesque, horrible, wonderful little Halloween of a poem. So here you go. This is The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert W. Service. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold, and the Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee. Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam around the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On Christmas Day we were mushing our way o'er the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold, through the parka's fold it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then our lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars o'erhead were dancing heel and toe, he turns to me. "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking you that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with this sort of moan, "It's this cursed cold. It's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead. It's my awful dread of an icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that foul or fair you'll cremate my last remains." Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. We started at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched in the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. And there wasn't a breath in the land of death as I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and your brains, but you promised true, now it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. Though the days to come my lips were dumb, my heart, how I cursed that load. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in the ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh God, how I loathed that thing! And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavier and heavier grow. And on I went, and the dogs were spent, and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad, and I felt half mad, and I swore I would not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, and I saw it the thrice. It was called the Alice May. I looked at it, and thought a bit, and looked at my frozen chum. "Then here," said I, with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium!" Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And then I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the winds began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. It was a greasy smoke, and an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. And I don't know how long in the snow that I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced here about, and again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I guess I'll just take a look inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked, and the door I opened wide." And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. He wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm." There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge. I cremated Sam McGee. So I hope you enjoyed that poem. There's no sponsor or anything for this show, so the entire thing is basically done as is. I'm actually reading the poem direct from The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert W. Service, with paintings by Ted Hansen introduced by Pierre Barton. It's the 20th anniversary edition, in case you were curious. It is a beautiful, beautiful book, and has some really, really beautiful artwork to go with it. So hopefully you enjoyed that short little jaunt down the poetry lane, and happy Halloween, everybody. In case you're looking for the episode that's going to come out, I think we're still sticking to our once a week. I kind of pre-recorded this one in the hopes that it would get out and I would do the poem justice. And, you know, hey, I'm curious what you thought about that. Every once in a while, we might throw one of these out there just because I think they're kind of fun to do. I used to do it for Christmas. I did our new reading of the Night Before Christmas, and I think I might do the Cremation of Sam McGee. I was going to read The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, but that's... That takes some doing. All right, so there you go. Here we are, and thank you ever so much for listening. Stay warm, my friends.